This morning's sermon is on reaching people where they are. What I've learned during my spiritual journey is meeting others where they are. I mean exactly where they are, regardless of whether or not they're in a good place or a bad one. Such a stance requires a lot of things like patience and letting go of expectations and judgment and an open mind. It's a separate practice all its own. Learning to meet others where they are is a training in abandoning ego. We all have the tendency to judge others by our own standards. We often hold the people in our lives accountable for what we think they should be, and when they fail to meet our expectations, we respond with harshness. But once we let go of our expectations and judgment, our heart softens. We are much more understanding. Now, Christians don't just stumble upon their faith. They're actually drawn to God with a calling that one recognizes only when the time is right. Many different places in the Bible, we read stories of Jesus meeting people where they're at. And one of the things was in his own hometown, he was rejected by a lot of the people. And if you want to follow along in John, I believe it's 5:41 to 45. Sorry, that's the wrong one here. Where is it? Oh, chapter 6. Yeah. The Jews then complained about him because he said, "I am the bread which came down from heaven." And they said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he says, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus therefore answered and said to them, "Do not murmur amongst yourself. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets that they shall all be taught by God. Therefore, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except he who is from God. He has seen the Father. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, and one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world." In Matthew 11:28-30, Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Now, in meeting others where they are, if we could turn to John 4, and we'll Start with verse 1. Therefore, when the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though himself he did not baptize but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again to Galilee. But he needed to go through Samaria. So he came to the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, now the plot of the ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that you have living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drink from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock?" And Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw." Jesus said to her, "Go and call your husband and come here." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." And Jesus said to her, "You have said, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one whom you are now is not your husband, in that you spoke truly." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know that we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in the spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things." Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. And at this point, his disciples came and they marveled. And he talked with a woman, yet no one said, "What do you seek?" or "Why are you talking with her?" The woman left her water pot, went her way into the city, and said to the men, "Come see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ?" Then they went out of the city and came to him. Through his travels, Jesus was always coming across different people. In John 8, 1 to 11, Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. And the Pharisees were trying to trick him at this time, as they caught a woman in adultery. Now early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and Pharisees brought him a woman caught in adultery, and when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery, and in the very act, Now Moses and the law commands us that such should be stoned. But what do you say? This they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his fingers, as though he did not hear. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, "He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first." And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their consciences, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest, even to the last. And Jesus was left alone with the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, "Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. And go, sin no more." In meeting her needs, Jesus could realistically say to her, "Go and commit no sin anymore." And in Mark 10:45-52, Jesus heals blind Bartimaeus. Now they came to Jericho, as he went out of Jericho with his disciples in a great multitude. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Then many warned him to be quiet, and he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, "Be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you." And throwing aside his garments, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, "What do you want of me? What do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, "Rabboni, what I may receive my sight." Then Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. Now, when I was reading for this sermon, as a lot of you know, that I kind of have been given a ministry in this last year of playing the ukulele. And recently, Pastor Kiala had given me a bunch of songs so that we could draw our collection. So at this time, I want to take a minute, and one of the songs that he had just given us was a song that I actually heard back in the 60s and stuff. And it's the words of it are still just as prevalent today as they were back then. And it's a song that you hear still occasionally on some of the radio things. So I'm going to take a moment and sing this song. Some of you may know the song, so you're welcome to sing along with me if you'd like. It's called "Why Me, Lord." Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you? Or the kindness you've shown. Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus, I know what I am. And now that I know that I I needed you, so help me, Jesus. My soul's in your hand. Try me, Lord. If you think there's a way I could try to repay all I've taken from you. Maybe, Lord, I can show someone else what I've been through myself on my way back to you. Lord, help me, Jesus. I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus. I know what I am. And now that I know that I needed you, so help me, Jesus. My soul's in your hand. Lord, help me, Jesus. I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus. I know what I am. And now that I know that I need so help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hand. Jesus, my soul's in your hand. Now, the most we can do is accept the place where people are at, and we can meet them with understanding. We still love people in our life no matter what. It's always my hope that the unconditional kindness I show to others is enough to help them realize that they are worthy of the self-love that they deserve. And I hope that it's everybody out here, you know, remembers that when we're talking to people that we all came from a place that wasn't always the best. You know, a lot of us were raised in the church and left, and some of us came back, and during our journey with our testimonies, we can reach those that are drawn to us, because they're not drawn to us, you know, just by chance. God has a reason that everybody comes to each and every one of us, and so if we can just keep them all in prayer. And our closing song today is going to be 373, Seeking the Lost. Would the singers please come forward?